So Neil was a friend of your co-director, Morag McKinnon. When she approached you with Neil's story as an idea, did you jump at the chance?
Quite honestly, my answer was I'm really not sure because it's such a difficult subject and there's so many ethical considerations and so many complex questions that we have to ask ourselves as filmmakers before we embark on filming somebody who's dying, and whether it's the right thing for us is a question, not just if it's the right thing for him. So basically, then what happened was I went down to meet him, and he was just so incredible as a person and such a born communicator that in a way the film from then on just had a logic of its own. And it felt like it had to be made.
So for him, it was very much about raising awareness of motor neuron disease at first, but gradually it became more and more about what it is to face death and what bigger questions it makes you ask of life.
He sounds really amazing.
Yes. Yes, and I hope also that it doesn't seem too somber. I mean, I know it sounds very intense seeing this film about somebody who's dying, but he was so, like the day before he was dying, he insisted that it be filmed. I mean, he had such a struggle even to speak at that stage, but he was still with a little breath and the effort that he had to communicate, he was still cracking these jokes and yeah, that says something about not only his spirit, but what it is to be human, I think, that is just incredibly moving and quite quite breathtaking. That maybe we're not, maybe death and dying isn't what we think it is. Maybe that's the other thing that I hope people get from it. Because I think we think it's one thing, but maybe it's something else too. Because he himself would have said that maybe this has brought out the best in me.
Was avoiding cliches or triteness a big part, like a conscious part of your filmmaking?
We had that sense of not wanting to in any way sentimentalize, especially sentimentalize this, and especially make it look like we understood suffering or that we understood his position. I think by creating some kind of space where we are trying to understand, but we're not saying, we're not absolutely pinning it down, if you know what I mean. As I said, we didn't come up with answers, but we just came up with more questions, and that we tried to keep that openness, if you like. And I think also what was so important throughout the process was making sure that we weren't saying this is sad. That we were just saying, what can we learn from this? Or what is this, as opposed to this is sad?